The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
It's a Monday morning. I'm joined by almost the goddess of the charts. It's Nicola Duke. You're right, Nick.
Almost a goddess. That's good enough.
Yeah. How was your weekend? What did you get?
I cut all my hair off, so I'm not a goddess anymore.
I'm a short-haired thing.
Yes.
You didn't do it yourself, did you?
No.
Okay. What did you do?
That's fine.
Was it like Britney Spears? Was that kind of thing? What she did? Was she just shaved all her hair off?
It's just shaved a little bit at the back.
That was a bit mad, wasn't it, Richard? That was mad.
She was ill, though. She wasn't very well, was she?
That didn't make it better, though, shaving your hair off. I've never had a doctor say that to me. If I've got to see a doctor, I'm feeling a bit poorly. What you need to do is shave your hair off, all right? That'll make you feel a lot better. And do it in the public eye, yeah? All right? There we go. Oh, thanks, doctor. That's fantastic advice. Let's look at some charts. Let's first of all cover Carillion. It's had a bit of a nightmare, of course, because they're close to breaching their banking covenants and issued a profits warning, and they've got a heap load of debt, almost I think six or seven times their market cap. So we updated it last week. CLLN, what do you reckon, Nicola?
Really good level to bounce from is what we said last week, and it is bouncing. This spike lower on the chart is a rogue spike. Trading View, I think it's from the London Stock Exchange.
Yeah.
But yeah, I still think it's a really good level to bounce from. I'm still looking for it to fill the gap, and I still think can go at least to 40 from here and potentially 80.
Yeah, why do those spikes happen? It's happening in quite a few stocks. I know it's happening in Kiba Mining, Hummingbird Resources, and something else.
I've got it on quite a few
Angus Energy. And it's almost like it touched 0 pence. So, Kiba earlier on, someone just tweeted out a picture and said, I hope this is not true. It was showing Kiba Mining down 99.9%. And I think, really? If it is, I'm jumping in there. That's a bargain.
Angus Energy, one of your favourite ones, has done the same thing. Mm. So... Let's take a look.
I've got to say, I don't hold Angus anymore. I did sell out. I was luckily to sell out in around about.
This is the spike that we mean.
Yeah, 30 pence. So you think Carillion could be in for a bounce? But listen,
it's super cheap and it's a lottery ticket. But I think that if it's going to do it,
it's not cheap though. It's not cheap. You know, it's trouble. It's got 20.
Yeah.
And the trouble is, it can't service its debt. That's the whole issue. And by the end of this year. They are in breach of their banking covenants now, and so by the end of this year there'll be big problems with bondholders and stuff if they can't, you know, do something or sort some kind of arrangement out. So it's literally, for me, that's taking on too much risk. You know, there's plenty of risk in stocks anyway. It's taking on too much risk there. I mean, if you want to have a silly punt, it's a punt. It's like going to the horse races and betting on a non-favourite horse, you know, which is 10 to 1, and that's the odds you get. So, you know, every 10 times that horse run, it'll win once. That's the chances you got there. So, and obviously, you get the reward for that. But, I mean, that's the kind of risk you're taking. And I think it's too much risk in that for me. I don't want to throw away. Anyway, let's look at the next one, which I'm trying to find what it is now. Hang on a second, Nicola.
We won't mention the lottery ticket called BT then, Justin.
I know they pay
a dividend. I know.
Also, they've got a heck of a lot of free cash flow. Okay, a pension deficit, but a heck of a lot of free cash flow, and they've got a profit, which Carillion don't. You know, so imagine if you have having debt like six times your market cap, right, and you're making a loss, so you can't chip away at that debt either. It's not, you know, you're not servicing it, so it's just you're swimming in it. Hummingbird Resources, they've announced an update today, and really compelling project there. They've got, I don't hold any stock there. I'm waiting for what do you think of the price of gold, Nick? What a weakness in the price of gold. That would, you know.
I think gold is set to bounce here.
Mm-hmm. Okay, they're doing a commission.
I'm seeing
update.
Dollar weakness, and I'm seeing lots of signs that gold could bounce. I like Hummingbird Resources, and I still have a target of 56 from this one. That's a 23.6 bid from the all-time highs to lows in this stock. This is a weekly chart. We've got above the weekly 200 moving average, come back, found some support. And although we're going sideways at the highs. And I think that pretty soon with this one should continue higher. You know, it's riding the moving averages. Any break above 39.90 is a bullish trigger.
Yeah, I do you know what? If I'm going to buy gold stock, that's the one I'm going to buy. But I just like to get a cheap price, a nice price. Yeah, you want to put it aside?
I know,
price.
Look at it. And since the start of October, really, it hasn't had any kind of a decent pullback to buy.
I know.
I think it's just gone sideways. And that's bullish consolidation.
Yeah, it is. Good stock.
So a break to the upside, I think it'll go. So
yeah,
56, stock. 57. Is the target for this stock.
Yeah, I mean, in general, I would say, if I want to get some exposure to gold, that's the kind of stock I'm buying. They've got a really good project starting up there, you know, for Leela. Next one is Caudal Minerals. They've announced a board change, or the appointment of the board. It's from their Singaporean investor. And let's admit, wrote a blog about these on the weekend, because I just think they're really oversold. 12 months ago, right, there was a takeover bid rumour happening. So this price went to 0.5, 0.5 the price went to. You see that spike up. That was the rumours of a takeover. So it came back, right? You see, it came back to that dip. And they announced there that there was going to be an investor, a Singaporean investor, who's well-connected in the Chinese lithium market. And it spiked up. But it's been grinding lower. But since that time, they've done a lot of drilling, exploration drilling. They've proven up some of the lithium. They've sent it away for bulk sampling. And it can be converted into lithium carbonate, which is low purity, high grade. So it's all ready to go. They're fully funded. They've got about 4.8 million worth of cash, the exploration program. And yet their share price is half what it was 12 months ago. I mean, this is oversold. Anyway, so COD is the ticker, K-O-D. What do you reckon, Nick?
We are bouncing in a double bottom today off a really big level. So 0.20, let's go back to Twitter. We're looking at daily chart zoomed out. So the lows in 2015, the lows in February, March were 0.20, the high in June. And then, you know, we had a dip all the way 2016. Then in September of 2016, they were the highs. Then in March this year, they were the dip lows. And now here we are back again. And zoom in, we're looking at a double bottom, a really nice bounce off this zone today. Like, this is the level. If you were going to buy it, like, you could have sat for a year waiting for it to come back here to buy it. And here we are.
Yeah, do you know what? I'll put a link to my blog actually below so you can have a read if you want. So I sent that yesterday, called blog. So it's there on the podcast on the Facebook page there. Okay, next one is.
So I just want to say a little bit about Caudal. So I see a bounce from here, and the first target is going to be back to the 200-day moving average, and the first Fib resistance at 0.29. It closed above 0.29 is bullish, then 0.34, and then above 0.34 we've bottomed. We're on the next upswing.
Yeah. Listen, I mean, lithium, do you know what? There's a part of my blog there. I think by 2025, what was the stat? Let me look at the stat. I'll tell you, it's an amazing stat on lithium and all that, and just the demand we got from lithium at the moment. And it's something like, I'll tell you, Nick. Bear with me, caller.
Yeah.
So by 2025, there will be a minimum of 20 times as many electric vehicles on the road than there were in 2016. So you can see...
Electric cars are the way to go.
So lithium obviously is a major part of the battery there. And so this is a company, a little 12 million market cap. They've got 4.8 million cash. They've got a deal with... The subscription with the Singaporean investor is at 0.3 and 0.38. So they bought shares. This big investor bought shares at 0.3 and 0.38. You know, way above where we are at the moment. 30% higher than where we are at the moment. So the big investor's come in, and he's also one of those now on the board. Talao Energy. Big news out from Talao today as well. They've had an investment... And from a cornerstone investor in Botswana, and that's conditional upon them floating on the Botswana stock exchange as well, which is very good. Now, it's 2.2 million is going into this company, Talao, at 11 pence, which is a little bit below, obviously, the share price at the moment, which means that's why it didn't rally on this news. It's taking it back, there's a lot of shares coming in at a bit lower price. But this opens up an all-new avenue within the Botswana Stock Exchange. There'll be a lot of people then investing in this in Botswana. And I think this really puts them on the map there and connects them with the African economy down there. So I think this is a good move, an excellent move. There may be a bit of churn here because people think, there's a bit of discount here. But I think it's a very positive move for Talao Energy. What do you reckon, Nick, on the chart?
Yeah, I love it. So we, you know, Talao Energy is in an uptrend, in a strong uptrend. And we broke above the September 2016 highs with the rally at the start of this month. And now we're pulling back to test support. The dip on Friday was back to the 20-day moving average and a good support level. And I'm looking for this to consolidate and then continue higher. First target is 16.55, but I think that the better target is 23 for this one, for this next swing. Yeah, buy dip. pips. And I really do think that that 11, sort of 0.7, 11.85 level should hold it and will continue higher from here. But we got a little bit overbought. We got up to, you know, 80 plus something on the RSI. And so I think we just need a bit of consolidation before we do the next swing.
Yeah, it's an evolving story. Hopefully, the guys from Talao and Hummingbird Resorts will be on the podcast very soon. So, Nicola, thank you for that. By the way, if you're listening on the podcast, you can see the charts on this video at the blog, which is voxmarkets.co.uk/blog.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.